Fabulous Little Walter with Babyface Leroy Foster from a great compilation called The Blues World of Little Walter. And you heard Muscadine. I had that on a sort of gray area compilation called Chicago Blues or something from the 60s. And Del Mar put together a legitimate set some years ago. It says 83, 93. Yeah, it's an early CD, but sounds great. Really good stuff. Sonny Lyons, Slim, J.B. Lenore, and Babyface Leroy Foster. I think Muddy Waters must be playing on that too. Yes, he is. And Jimmy Rogers and stuff. Some nice blue stuff. It's great when you can find those really choice compilations. Hear stuff you never heard before. I heard played a couple of things I never heard before that I should know. Start off with Tommy Johnson doing Canned Heat Blues. And if you're curious, yes, that's where the band Canned Heat got their name from. That's from a compilation called Booze and Blues. And then you're Tampa Red from the Gamblin' Ramblin' compilation doing Keep on Dealin'. And some really nice stuff. I've been enjoying those immensely. Again, great blues compilations are, you just can't beat them. It's 4:02 on this Friday afternoon. This is KGLT Bozeman 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM, with transmitters K246BA Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220KD Big Sky 91.9 FM, K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K296CM Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And Mark Owen just checked in and pointed out that the new streaming pop-up player on our website is way better than the old one. And it's a better service. We have more streams in there, dependable. You might have noticed in the past you'd get bumped off or have interruptions, and I think now it's not unlimited. It fills the needs of everybody who wants to get online, and that's great because a lot of our listeners do not live in Bozeman. And a lot of people who live in Bozeman don't have radios anymore. That's crazy. Something wrong with that. I've got car radios and radio in the studio, in the living room, and in the studio. There's a receiver downstairs, too. The modern world. Who would have thought it would come to this? But, you know, some of it's awfully good. Makes life easier, doesn't it? Oh, there's a whole bunch more I need to tell you. I need to thank, KGLT needs to thank, Bridger Brewing, locally crafted brews, artisan-style pizza, and fresh salads. Rooftop patio with Bridger Mountain views, open daily at 11 a.m., located across from the Brick Breeding Fieldhouse on the MSU campus, on web at bridgerbrewing.com. JT Tech Communications, a local website development and digital marketing firm helping clients improve their bottom line with custom software and web design. Online at jtech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. And Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economies. Details online at westernsustainabilityexchange.org. Okay, I'm just surveying what I've set up here. I've been trying to play this one the last couple weeks, and I'm just going to throw it on. Well, we need some Chrissy Zebby.
You're now a troublemaker. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Gotta have that brown sugar, man, it's just gonna change my life. Man, I got to have that brown sugar, man, it's just gonna make me feel so right. We'll be right back.
That's a young Paul Rodgers singing there with Free from their second album called Free. Or maybe it's their first album. It's one of the first two anyway. Paul Kossoff playing a fabulous guitar on there. You heard I'll Be Creeping. Start off with Chrissy Zebby Tembo from his album My Ancestors. You heard Troublemaker. And that's just a classic. I'm glad it finally got a legit widespread release in America, and probably around the world, as well as some other related Zambian rock records. So a whole heavy scene there from the early 70s. Witch and the Ngozi family and many more. It's one of those genres where you get started on and you can dig pretty deep. I have anyway. Well, not that deep. I have 5 or 6 Zambian rock records, but man, they're good. Meat Puppets from Out My Way. You heard Hearn covering Muddy Waters, I Just Want to Make Love to You. But I have a feeling they learned it from Foghat. Just a guess, but I'm pretty sure of that. And ZZ Top from their debut, called the first album. You heard Brown Sugar. And way back when, it would have been 1970, 71. I worked at a radio station in San Jose, and there's an office filled with the new releases, promos, just floor-to-ceiling vinyl, and usually multi-copies of anything that they bothered to send us. You know, it's called payola. And I used to dig through and find stuff, just look at the labels, look where that was from, and grab things to listen to, and sometimes go back to the station and say, hey, try this one. They're pretty tightly formatted, so not too many of my picks made it. But that ZZ Top record totally knocked me out. I had no idea who they were. I didn't know about Billy Gibbons' previous history as a garage rocker. And it just stuck with me. And I was surprised when they much later, 20 years later, they got really, really big on MTV doing their shtick. But Billy Gibbons, amazing guitar player and a generous guy, too. He helped out Rocky Erickson in his later days. There's a great Austin City Limits with Rocky Erickson, and Billy Gibbons was in the band. Ooh, good stuff. Is there anything else in there? No, that was it. Oh, finish was Free. 424, just ambling along through the show. I didn't know how well I'd do. I didn't sleep much last night. I think I got a little bit of a shut-eye earlier before 8 o'clock, and I got the show together. Comfortably, though I cracked open the CD case for the second song I was going to play today, and the CD wasn't in there. It's still in the player at home, where I was listening to it really loud last night. So I'll get back to that next time. I can adapt, pivot quickly. I'm a DJ. Nothing can throw me off. I better tell you some stuff. What's this?
This summer, the Helena Lewis and Clark National Forest teams up with the Montana Discovery Foundation to host the first family campout weekend. Activities include camping, guided hikes, fly tying and casting, nature journaling, birding, and evening entertainment. The weekend-long event takes place at the Quigley Group site on McDonald Pass the weekend of July 23rd to 25th. Participants are responsible for transportation to McDonald Pass, meals for the weekend, and camping gear. Registration is required. Weekend Adventures sign up is available by emailing MontanaDiscoveryFoundation@gmail.com or by phone at 406-495-3718.
Okay. Oh. Let me back up here for a second. Hang on. I think I missed something last hour. Let me get back. I don't like to hang people. Yeah, I did. Listen to this. Dalians have landed. The Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery, located in Boatswain's Cannery District, open with limited seating available. Mobile order by using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeebar.com. And Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tapes, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook. They're located at 29 West Main in Bozeman. And I thank them for supporting the 3 o'clock hour today. Okay. And, okay, I'll get back to that one. Whew. I just realized I got carried away. I was so focused on getting music organized. I forget that there's actually business involved. It's not just for fun. This is just for fun.
Moon-soaked sky looks down, giving what it has to give. A crack of twigs may be purchased. A poor soul ain't got long to live. Rustle and a crackle and a rattle with a shuffle. Oh, you listen to the scurry and the hurry of the furry-footed people. Through the trees a glimmer and a shimmer on the water, and a skimmer making tracks across the pond. A hungry bloated toad sits ugly and alone. Glory be, oh glory be, glory be, hey glory.
Thank you.
got Cream from their third studio album, Wheels of Fire, covering a Pete Brown song. The original is Madness. 8 minutes of frothing at the mouth, Pete Brown poetry. And they trimmed it down to something a little more rock and roll and did well with it. And I just love the sound of Eric Clapton's guitar on that record. I don't know what he did. I know it was part of it was a wah-wah pedal, so it just stepped on, not wah-wah, just set to a tone. And the way he plays those two guitar parts on that, like he didn't listen to the other one. We just weave back and forth. Yeah. Genius. Love that record. What else did I start off with? Family from their third album, A Song for Me. You heard Some Poor Soul. Great sort of a band that never cracked it in America. They're a cult band in America. They did pretty well in Europe, and they're big in England for a good long while. Real unique band, to say the least. Brilliant, really great stuff. Chapman and Whitney were a wonderful team. And they changed every record. The first one was pure psychedelia, and then they drifted into a little more folky stuff, and then back to pretty heavy prog rock, some people might say, and then finished up with a booze rock album. If you got Tony Ashton in your band, there's going to be drinking involved. People are still just discovering him, but I know I have a lot of friends who are really into him, and speak in hushed tones about Family, because they did a couple tours, a short one and then a big one. Elton John took him out as his opening band, because Elton John, once he hit it, which was his second tour, he used his leverage to make sure the opening bands were people he liked, which was very nice of him. And Family is an odd choice, but not one that you would think his audience would like, but incredible. Or Sharks. Sort of a Free spinoff. I played Free in the previous set. That's Andy Frazier on bass from their first album, which is the one to have, called First Water. You hear World Park Junkies. Pado, another cult band, that same thing. They came over once with Joe Cocker, of all people, and did their avant-garde jazzy blues thing. And they left behind three really great albums, and now there's a couple more live, sort of roughly recorded live albums to give you more of an idea of what it would have been like to see them. Anything else? No, that was it. Yeah, okay. I better wrap it up here. It's 4:44 and 54 seconds on this Friday afternoon. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hopstone IPA, and Galton Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142. Online at bosonbrewing.com. And what's this?
Gallatin Valley Backcountry Horsemen is having an all-day celebration on horseback at Bridger Bowl. Up to 250 riders can register online only for the July 10th event. Proceeds support trail and trailhead facility maintenance on public lands throughout southwest Montana. To learn about the day's festivities, including cool prizes and being with great people, information is at Gallatin Valley Backcountry Horsemen. Want to learn about great volunteer opportunities where you can work in the woods with saws and shovels? gvbch.bchmt.org.
A little while back, some of us online were discussing the Moody Blues, and somebody pointed out there was a really snazzy box set of their first album, And Beyond, which I didn't know about. I totally missed it, and it has an attempt at a second album with Denny Lane, who was the original singer. Denny Lane, of course, went on to sing with Paul McCartney and Wings, and when he quit, it changed over to the Justin Hayward Band, and that's probably the Moody Blues, but there's Aborted Intermediate album. Sounds really interesting. At least a couple of songs came out on a single that I've had for years, but I really enjoyed hearing this. It's really, really stuff, and it's a band transitioning from R&B to something a little different.
Misty roses, too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. If I could be like misty roses, I'd love you much. You're too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that the beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. You look to me like love forever, too good to last, but too lovely not to try. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. If I believe in love forever, I'll forget the past. You're too lovely not to try.
You look to me like misty roses, too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. If I believe in love forever, I'll forget the past. You're too lovely not to try.
tended you like a flower. I gave you all my inspiration. Watched you grow hour by hour. Waiting for that celebration.